The city controller is exactly that, a watchdog. The controller's job is to keep track of exactly how the city spends money and whether it's doing it well. Over the last 8 years, city controller Laura Chick has brought the job out of obscurity with hard-hitting, high-profile audits of city government. Now Chick has to leave office because of term limits, and she says she's leaving with some unfinished business.
In terms of reaching my goals of making this city a well-managed city, I have not been fully successful. It's been slow go.
With a projected budget shortfall of more than $400 million, the next city controller will be under great pressure to find wasteful spending in the departments of city government. The next controller will also face an ongoing legal battle with the city attorney.
The city attorney interprets the city charter, and this city attorney has interpreted the city charter in a very damaging way for the public and for the city controller's office.
At issue is whether the city charter gives the controller the power to audit programs run by elected city officials.
I'm very worried about the next city controller continuing that fight to clarify the city charter. If the city controller is best chums with the city attorney, they're less likely to be aggressive in these kinds of defendings of the public's right to transparency.
Chick says there are a few specific departments she would like to see the next controller take a careful look at. The LAPD is one of them.
I'm a great admirer of Chief Bratton as a law enforcement tactician, and he's done great things reducing crime, but LAPD costs an awful lot of money to run, and I think there's ways that we can run it more cost-effectively.
In order to take on the city attorney, the mayor, and other parts of city government, Chick says you need to have a certain style.
I would say that it needs to be both a courageous office, an independent office, an objective and professional office, and aggressive. Definitely aggressive.
Next Tuesday's election is a primary. If none of the candidates wins a majority, the top two will go head-to-head in a runoff May 19th. Richie Duchon, Annenberg Radio News.